I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It is a daily tip on the MGM Network on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, we start with the action in the NBA last night. The big action, Wemby and Luka going at it in La La Land. In 20 minutes, the Cardinals make a decision at quarterback, while Stephen A. Smith makes a decision that puzzles us all. And finally, we bring you our NFL power rankings at 6:40 before we get you ready for Broncos, Raiders, and Sin City. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. It is once again a Thursday. Good morning, Chelsea.
Yeah, thank God football's back. I feel like I've been waiting all week for Thursday nights, because we've talked about and complained about the NBA. And here's the thing. Like, there have been some good games, but the problem is, like, last night's Lakers and Spurs game took 3.5 hours, I think. Yeah. And when these games don't finish till 1 a.m., like, our alarm goes off in the threes. Ooh. We can't be staying up till 1. So, come on, NBA. Can we get some, like, early tips? Like, put some, like, 4 o'clock games on Peacock.
No way. They're never going to do that. It'd be great. Instead, right? They'll just keep having these late-night games, and we'll just keep on waking up. That's the way it goes. It really sucks when it's a... like, such a great matchup. I get it, though. It's the Lakers. It's the Spurs. It's out west. But I miss a ton of these games because I just can't stay up that late, not during the week. And we're not alone. Like, you don't even have to wake up at 3:45 to say, all right, this is getting a little late, guys.
Right, especially when it's a long season. Like, maybe you can stay up till 1 a.m. on a school night during the week occasionally, but not every single night of the week. You know, because that's the thing. It's not just the Lakers. Like, you have, like, the Nuggets, who obviously are impressive. You have the Warriors. You have the Suns. Well, not Suns as much. But you get what I'm saying, is there are a lot of good teams out west that if you have a normal job where you have to wake up at a normal hour, these are just not games you can stay up and catch the end.
Yeah. No, I hear you there. That's the NBA for you. Classic NBA. Well, I guess we should get to it. How did your bet go last night? I know you're not going to be happy here. It's tough betting on basketball.
Ah, tell me about it. All right, so I needed the Sixers to cover the 10 against the Cavs last night, and they lost by 11. Womp, womp. Didn't feel great about that one, but it ends a great stretch for Philadelphia, one of the best covering teams in the NBA. They were 5-1 against the number coming into this game. And that point cost me. So it's never fun when you lose by a mere point.
It is not. I get it. Man, the NBA lines were so tight last night. I can't tell you how many games I looked at and it was, oh, covered by the hook or missed the total by a point, something like that. Already the NBA just giving us body blows. That's why I went to hockey last night. I had the Caps on the money line against the Blues. Caps won 6-1. And we got this.
Number 900, Alex Ovechkin, first player in National Hockey League history to reach that magic number.
How about that? Call courtesy of TNT. Ovi gets 900 on a no-look backhanded shot that goes into the net. As we predicted on this show, that's the way you get her done. I got to hold on to that, because it might be the last bet I win all week. But finally, Ovi gets 900. It was an awesome moment.
Did they actually play it? I wonder. You probably didn't go out last night because it was a school night. But this has to be a big moment for, like, the general area as well, especially with, like, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like especially in D.C. where there is so many, like, heavy topics because it's our nation's capital and, like, politics reign supreme.
Yeah.
Does it bring a lightness to the city when, like, the sports teams are good or there's a great sports moment?
Yes. D.C. can be really heavy in that way because anything that happens politically, I mean, it's centered here, right? And then D.C. is the target of that often, so people feel that a lot. So, yes, when you have something like this that you can celebrate and everybody can get behind, it's awesome. And plus, you know, Ovi is a legend. He is arguably the greatest D.C. athlete of all time. No, he's from Russia, but as far as playing for D.C. teams, I mean, he's right up there on the Mount Rushmore. So to see him get this at 40 years old, and that shot was just unbelievable. Yeah, it was a special moment, so at least for a little while, we got that.
Ah, well, and it's always good to see, like, greatness with your own eyes, because we talk about this a lot, where if you are privileged to watch one of the best players at their respective sport, you should be watching. So it feels like there's a little of that baked in as well.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. And people have been waiting for a while. First, it was Gretzky's record, and now it was, can he get to 900? I really can't believe it when I think about it. I'm like, Alexander Ovechkin has scored 900 goals in the National Hockey League and beaten Gretzky's record along the way. It really is special. So, yes, huge night for D.C. As for the Donkster, oh, speaking about tight lines, look at this. He had the Jazz plus 10.5 taking on the Pistons. Pistons win by 11. Lost by the hook. So, for the week, Chelsea, you're 1-2. I'm 2-0. Denton is 3-1. And the Donkster, 1-1 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Thursday. How about some NBA and a game you were talking about? The Lakers edging the Spurs, 118-116. Lakers laying 1.5. Lakers minus 110 on the money line. Total set at 227.5. That total kept going up. Any over hits? Luka Doncic, of course, leading the way for L.A.
Doncic looking. Castle right with him. Doncic a three. Punks it in! Luka Doncic from downtown. And the Lakers' first lead of the fourth quarter.
Call from ESPN. Doncic, 35 points, 9 boards, 13 assists as the Lakers finish the game on a brilliant 21-10 run. DeAndre Ayton, 22 points, 10 boards. Wimby, 19 points, 8 rebounds, but he fouls out with a minute and 39 seconds to play in this game. This was supposed to be tight, and boy, was it ever.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of people wanted to see Luka v. Wimby in the final minutes, but of course he fouled out, and it was a back-to-back sloppy kind of off night for Victor Wembanyama. So I think the questions are starting to rise that have teams kind of figured out how to play him defensively. I don't necessarily think that's the case, but the turnovers were a problem. He's had 11 turnovers in the last two games, so he's going to have to figure something out. I know he's still young, but the Lakers deserve a lot of credit in this one. This was not, you know, the prettiest game. We had 84 free throws in this game. It took over 3 hours. And so there was a lot of stoppage. Both offenses really didn't find their rhythm until late in the game. And Luka Doncic, I know he filled out the stat sheet, but it wasn't really his most efficient night. And I think the sign of a good player and a good team is being able to still win games, even when you're not at your absolute best. And that's what the Lakers did in this one. DeAndre Ayton, another big game. For somebody who's only making $8 million, this was a great ad by the Lakers. He's had a fantastic start to the season. And speaking of, the Lakers sitting at 7-2, second in the Western Conference, which is kind of a shock because, you know, Luka Doncic has missed several games. LeBron hasn't even played. Austin Reeves didn't play in this game. So the Lakers are cruising to start the season.
I would have never thought this without LeBron in the lineup. And now we're seeing reports of LeBron being unhappy behind the scenes. Why would he be unhappy? I don't know. He's got his son right there. They're waiting for him to come back. I don't know what it is. If you're LeBron, I would just be sitting back and enjoying.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Life right now, waiting to come back, making sure I'm careful in my recovery because he has that sciatica issue. And then saying, I'm going to watch my son. I'm going to get 100% healthy. Luka is leading the way. The team looks good right now. Then I'll integrate myself. I'll have some rest along the way, and we'll keep winning.
Well, here's the thing. Like, sometimes when you hear reports about star players, especially in, you know, top markets, sometimes I wonder, like, how much truth there is to it. I'm not calling out the reporter. I'm just saying, like, after the game, LeBron James was, like, hyping up DeAndre Ayton in his post-game interview, and he seemed happy. And why would he not be? His team is 7-2. This is the best possible scenario where you get to wade in the wings and you don't have to use all of your gas in the gas tank in the first month of the season. Because if the goal is truly another championship for the Lakers, LeBron probably wants to, you know, sit out some games and do some load management. I know that's not the case. He does have sciatica. But still, you get what I'm saying. Why would he not be happy? This team is one of the best teams in Western Conference right now.
Did you get that alert that I got on my phone? Bronny fans, watch out.
Oh, no.
Bronny gets posterized by Victor Wembanyama. And it was just, you know, a classic posterization. And it was Bronny stepping at the last second. And Wemby, of course, is 10'5" and just like dunks over him. And it just wasn't a big deal. Bronny fans, watch out. Bronny had 2 points, one rebound. I was like, come on, ESPN. What are we doing here? It was a dunk. It was a good dunk. But every dunk looks amazing when you're Victor Wembanyama. And he does have some amazing dunks. But when you're that large and that spider-esque, like just dunking kind of next to someone looks like it's amazing when it's just a regular dunk for him.
Yeah, I feel like that was a swing and a miss by the algorithm on your phone. Because I think it made the mistake. It's like, this guy talks about Bronny all the time. And I don't think it picked up the tone in your voice when you're talking about Bronny. So, like, this is the biggest Bronny fan. We have to send him this highlight. Or lowlight, I should say. But you're right. Like, Wemby dunks on a lot of people. So, like, this is not something to hang your head about. Like, of course, there are far more things we could talk about when it comes to Bronny. But, yes, it's wild watching him play. And the fact that anybody stops him defensively, like, when you're talking about Wemby, is absolutely crazy. Like, he takes, like, one dribble from the three-point line and is to the basket. It's like, this feels unfair.
Right. If I were standing at half court and Wemby dunked on the other end, you'd be like, Jenkins posterized! And it would probably look that way, you know? I was like, yeah, he's lanky enough. He's incredible. But even I was like, okay, ESPN, what are we doing here? You are misreading everything. Elsewhere out west, how about the Kings downing the Warriors 121-116? The Kings laying 2.5, Kings minus 145, total set at 223.5, the overhits. Everyone was out for this game. How was this game played? Steph Curry out with an illness. Jimmy Butler had a back. Domantas Sabonis, rib injury. Zach LaVine, aching back. Draymond Green, rib contusion. Everyone was banged up. So, it's Russell Westbrook, an NBA record 204th career triple-double, 23 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists. DeMar DeRozan, 25 points as the Kings go on an 11-0 run in the fourth quarter, including three triples from Dennis Schroeder. And there we go. That's your game with all of the stars out. I mean, Russ is a star, but certainly been around for a while.
Right, like he shouldn't be the main character. Like it shouldn't be a TV show where he has the starring role. And speaking of, I know this is off topic, but Draymond Green was in a show that I just watched the other day, St. Denis Medical on NBC. There's probably something with NBC and Peacock and, you know, the partnership there, but he played a guy who got struck by lightning. I was like, what a weird role.
Was he good?
Yeah.
He was?
Not really. I mean, he didn't really have to do that much. He said, I got struck by lightning, and that was it.
He wasn't electric?
I like it.
No.
But it was weird, because you're just sitting there like, is that Draymond Green? And like you're like, yeah, that is. And you look up the credits, you're like, what's he doing there? So I don't know if he's trying to foray into acting, but like he's not winning any, you know, Emmys or Oscars anytime soon for that small role.
I like how D-Day popped in, made his joke, and then immediately was like, all right, back to my phone, whenever you guys keep talking. Like, he's like, I got something to say. All right,
enough.
I'm done, right? Oh. I'm done for the day. What was that show? I know I've said this before. I have to look up this clip. And I am not one who is generally into promos or shows, and I, you know, get riled up one way or the other. What was that show on NBC? Is it still on Providence or something? No, I'm getting it wrong. And of course, it was a medical show. There are a lot of medical shows out right now on all sorts of network TV. Some are funny, some are dramatic, whatever. And what was it? They're in a hospital, and there was a homeless person in the hospital and needed some treatment. And it was about a doctor that does things differently. And I've said
this
before.
I think it's ringing a bell.
Yeah. And what was it? It was the guy who was in The Blacklist. He was the boyfriend of the main character there. I can look all this up. And so the homeless person sits down and says something like, can you help me? How about this? And the doctor pulls out keys to a new home and was like, how about this? Like, wait, did you just give that guy a brand new home out of nowhere? A different kind of doctor. I'm like, let's go to that hospital.
I could use a new ride. Can this guy come into my room? Guess what?
Right, you get a new Kia. Most of the time, they're like, your insurance doesn't cover that. That's going to be $327 for that Neosporin route.
Right.
Like, what?
That Band-Aid costs $3,500. It has medicine on it. Okay, Doc. Thank you. Coming up next on the show, Stephen A. Smith loves the NBA and more. It's next on The Daily Tip.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.